Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki-infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com. and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Beginning.
everyone, and welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. You just heard Orville Byrd. He sang his Earth song. And then you heard Drift Away. That was Bethany doing a Caudell doing a cover. And then I played one of Bethany's famous songs that she wrote called Sing Along on This Bluesy Song. It's got a really funny video of a man holding his ears, and we've videoed those in St. Louis, so they're pretty cool and they're pretty exciting. You can check them out on YouTube, Bethany Caudill, Caudill. And then I just got a message from Missy Nichols. She's one of my psychic friends who I normally see in Missouri off and on. I met her at an expo, and she's asking for us to please send healing thoughts to somebody named Carson, his family today. He passed away at the young age of 6, and he just recently became a big brother, and he just was wonderful and needs healing and love and light to everybody who loved him and all of that. So we'll make sure we do that. And then, of course, our call-in number today is 347-237-5339. I have a wonderful guest. His name is Dan Bellini. And just to tell you a little bit about him, he has a Facebook page called Energetic Interaction. And he's also got something that he wants to share about clothing called B1 Heart. I'm looking forward to hearing about that. But anyway, to tell you a little bit about what Dan does, I know he does appointments at Mystic Valley and probably some other places. And you can find him on Facebook, but he's a Reiki master, a Qigong energy healer, a shamanic healer. He does crystal healing, mediumship, empathy, and he's also a spiritual intuitive. So we'll see what kinds of things he has going on today. And again, our call-in number is 347-237-5339, or you can also listen in by going to blogtalkradio.com/GGM radio. And then, of course, you heard a commercial from Reverend B, who's got her book out, and you can check out all her stuff at WGGMradio.com. You can find all that stuff over there. So with that, I'm going to bring my guest live and let him talk a little bit about more on what's going on in his world. Welcome to the show, Dan. How are you?
Hey, Amanda. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
Doing good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you pretty good. You're coming in pretty clear.
A little delay. Okay, good, good.
Yeah.
Good. I'm doing good. It's a beautiful day here in St. Louis. Enjoying the weather while it lasts. You know, it's horrible. I think I'm friends with Missy Nichols on Facebook.
Yeah.
The 6-year-old.
She had just sent a message that the 6-year-old needed. His family needed some prayers because he just passed away and they're really having a hard time with it. So I thought,
Wow. Well,
I'll bring it on the show because, you know, she just messaged me probably about 5 seconds ago. And I thought, wow, okay, well, let's share that because, you know, we need to get as much light and love as we can out there because that's really important.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. So what's new and exciting in your world? What's been going on?
Still doing the energy healing. I'm up at Mystic Valley Wednesday through Sunday. That's going very good. I started a clothing line, a t-shirt clothing line. We're just starting, you know, with t-shirts so far, and it's so new that the website isn't even up yet. I was hoping it would be up, you know, at least by today, but, you know, with anybody starting a new company, there's growing pains, and especially with a clothing line, I didn't think it was going to be this difficult, but all good, though. I love the grind. Basically, B1 Heart is the letter B, the number one, Heart. It's a brand new t-shirt clothing company, and we promote the oneness of all. So when you wear a B1 Heart shirt, you're making a statement that we are all one. And not only that, when you purchase a B1 Heart, we donate quarterly earnings to a charity. We're still looking into different charities. I love the different animal charities, you know, so we're going to look for a really good animal charity. And then, you know, just go from there, maybe a Wounded Warriors charity as well. I'm very excited about that. I'm very excited about D1 Heart for sure.
That's pretty cool. Working with veterans and also working with animals and maybe even, you know, something else that might come to mind, maybe kids or, you know, one
right.
of those things or cancer
sure.
or something,
sure.
you know, I know that, but, you know, it'll develop as, you know, you move along. I think that's wonderful. I think it really says something when you can really wear a shirt that, you know, indicates that you're really putting your energies out there and we're all one and we're working together. That is just really beautiful and heart-centered and heartfelt, which, you know, be one heart. I love that because we really are all one.
Right, right. And that's the message. But it also, you know, it's not a liberal company. It's not a conservative company. It's not a hippie or quote-unquote new age company, which I really cannot stand the word new age, but that's for another day, I guess.
I understand, yeah.
You know, it's a movement. It's a real talk, no BS brand. We realize that in order for humanity to unite as one, there must be some serious work put into ourselves. So it's just the beginning. You know, it's just the beginning. Too many people, I think, especially in the quote-unquote new age community, are, you know, expecting this, you know, 2012 energy and enlightenment. And it may be here, but it's just the beginning. There's no, you know, the age of Aquarius is what? So we're 600 years away. There's a lot of work that needs to be put in with ourselves, with our communities and everything else. And it starts within ourselves first. But too many people in this new age movement think it's already here. You know, they've set the table, they've ordered the champagne and ordered the food, but there's no invitation set out. You know, it's too early for any kind of celebration as far as I'm concerned. You know, you just
mm-hmm.
you can look at the world today and we need a lot of work, but it starts within.
It starts within yourself. It starts with each person making a difference one person at a time. I
right.
absolutely agree with that. And I think it's wonderful because you can get a whole bunch of people on your side promoting that kind of energy, and then it's like it's an influence. It's like it goes from one to the next, and then we can start transforming all the stuff that's going on where, you know, it doesn't look so great on the other end or it doesn't look so, you know, happy. We can all kind of form that together.
Right. Right. But it takes a lot of work and it's internal work. And, I mean, I know, you know, firsthand experience, you know, I'm light years ahead of where I was and the change starts within. You know, dissolving that ego, dissolving the, my way is right, my religion is right. If you don't accept my religion or da-da-da-da-da, you're going to hell. And it just,
mm-hmm.
all of that really, really needs to stop.
Yeah, because it doesn't get you anywhere if you're just, you know, one way and you're pushing that way on others. That, I mean, that happens in many forms, whether it's religion or food or, you know, an idea or whatever. It can just form from one little thing, like you said.
Right. Well, what do you mean by food, though?
Well, forcing a food, like, ooh, let's try this food. It's the same kind of thing as a religion, you know. Oh, you have to try this. It's good. But, you know, trying new things is cool, too. It was just kind of something I threw in there.
Oh, sure. Sure.
So, yeah, so you're doing energetic healings, and are you offering any classes over at Mystic Valley or anywhere else these days coming up?
No, but I mean, I have heard that question so many times. I don't know what God, the universe, is going to do if I don't start paying attention to that question, you know? I get it all
That's
the time,
funny.
So, you know, I guess I should start looking into it.
I know a while back there, I think I saw somewhere, and this has been probably some time ago, I try to visit when I come in, you know, because it's really not too bad of a drive, you know, if I just want to go somewhere and hang out. But you were doing some kind of sound healing or energetic. There was something you were having a while there where it was sound healing, I think, or something. This has been some time ago, months ago, probably.
I was doing sound healing. It really got too much, you know, being there all day and then staying for that. I put a lot of work in, not just with the energy healing, but, you know, the B1 Heart, and then I write screenplays as well, and that's starting to take off too. So there's a lot of different things I got going on. My martial arts instructor and I were offering a woman self-defense class. I think that's important. I'm really just focusing on my Wednesday through Sunday up at Mystic Valley. And then, you know, the B1 Heart, and then the screenplays. You know, the screenplays are a little bit more out of my hand than, you know, the B1 Heart, which is I have more control with B1 Heart, which feels good. You know, it's my baby. The screenplays are my baby, but I don't have I don't really have the control. It's, you know, I'm working with great people on that end, and we'll be going to LA here very shortly, and we'll see what happens.
That's pretty exciting. LA is a big deal, and you know, you're just led wherever you're supposed to go, whether it's doing healing, whether it's doing sound healing, whether it's, you know, making a difference. I even think in the screenplays of the people that you interact with, somehow, you know, you've got the healing in place, you know, the messages in place, the people that you're meeting. You know, no matter what you do, there's always something energetically happening that is just amazing. I think it's great that you're taking off with your, you know, just with all the screenplays and the B1 Heart. That's huge. You know, that's giving back to the community, which is something, you know, every single one of us should do, is think about paying it forward in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Even if it's, you know, okay, somebody left their lights on, and you know, say you're a bus driver or something and you turn their lights off because they left theirs on, and you just happen to be, you know, going by or helping somebody at the grocery store, you know, somehow. I think that's
for sure.
Huge.
When you're able to do that, it's the greatest feeling in the world. And yeah, granted, yeah, I'm excited, you know, being an entrepreneur and, you know, being successful with whatever I do, but having that, not only is exciting on that end, but it's going to help people. It sends a positive message. We're going to donate to charity. Like it feels really good. I'm really excited about it. Really excited about it. We're looking at different color shirts, different designs. But like I said, let's get the website up first. I really wish it was up, but the website will be b1heart.com, and that should be up here in a couple of weeks. But if anybody, you know, wanted more information, we are on Facebook at B1 Heart, Instagram and Twitter, B1 Heart. So.
Nice. Very cool. So, you know, some of our listeners don't know really what happened, you know, in your life, or, you know, just, if you'd share a little bit maybe about, you know, how you got started as a healer, or maybe a story or anything you'd like to share, just so they know who you are, would be really great too, because we've got some new people in here from the last time.
Started off with pretty much what I tell every client, new client that comes in. You know, I'm just a regular guy with an extraordinary gift. I'm not going to chant with you. I'm not going to sing Kumbaya with you. I'm not going to go to Kirtan with you. But what I want most importantly is for after our session, when you leave, to live your most positive, fruitful, abundant life and be the best you can be when you leave. And I'm very serious about that. And I don't think, you know, when you come to me, you're not going to be coddled. You know, I'm a catalyst. I want you to really think. I want you to, you know, start firing on all cylinders and really get your life going. I'm not gonna be mean. You know, I'm not mean, but I am. You know, it literally, in every sense of the word, is an energetic interaction. And I've had the gift. I've had the gift my whole life. You know, it went away for a while, and then it came back when I was about 18 years old. And due to a pretty hectic childhood, and then this gift that came back, I didn't always call it a gift. Believe me, it was a curse. I thought I was literally going crazy. So I got hooked on pills, Xanax, painkillers, antidepressants, smoked a ton of weed, anything I could do to just numb that and numb life. And, you know, it was awful. So after about 5 years, I got clean. I've been clean since August 8th, 2003. And it was just basically, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And I met my teacher, mentor, you know, she became my second mom. I unknowingly apprenticed under her for 8 years. And she's from New Zealand. She trained with the Maori tribe and shamanic healing. She trained with the Aboriginal and shamanic healing in Australia, and then the Buddhist monks with different Reiki and Qigong energy techniques, and over 40 years developed her own system of healing. And her name's Gabrielle Rowling. She is amazing. Amazing. And, you know, I'm convinced, and even, and my own mother is convinced that Gabriel saved my life for sure.
That feels about right. And that's interesting that when you were ready, someone just showed up and took you under their wing and helped you along the way. So she gave you some tools to use that helped you to form where you are now.
Oh my God, yeah. A whole tool shed.
Yeah.
You must have had quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking to somebody that, you know, would fight somebody at the drop of a hat. Didn't matter who you were.
Yeah.
I was a very angry individual. And that's why I know firsthand that the change starts within. It starts within. So when I, even in sessions, even now, I'm not just talking the talk. Like, I get it. I really do. And it's not easy. It's not easy at all. It's brutal. You know, you literally have to train your brain day in and day out, every day. Train your brain, and it gets easier once you get the flow going. But by no means is it easy. If it was easy, everybody would do it. You know.
Yeah,
but
it sounds like it's not. You know, because people just, they have a hard time, but yet you're right. It's all in the act of disciplining your mind and listening and really working, you know, through yourself inside and really being willing to, you know, walk that walk that is required to get where you need to go.
For sure. For sure. And then, you know, like, just, you know, taking your mind out of it. Taking your mind out of it and truly letting go and trusting that God, the universe, whatever you want to call him or her, has you. And the more you do that, the more you let go, the more you put your faith in that, the more crazy the synchronistic events happen that lead you to where you need to be.
That makes total sense because, you know, once you go through all of that, you can really begin to, you know, look at other things. Some people say it's like peeling off different layers, almost like an onion, but it really does come from within you. And I can totally see where you're coming from. And, you know, people hearing your story will start to, you know, listen to that and maybe take heart to that and work on themselves.
Right, right. And maybe that's why, you know, I'm a little tough, you know, because it's, I understand where people need to go. And the way I look at it, if I can do it, if I, you know, continue to do it, so can you. You know, like, if I can do it, you can do it, for sure. For sure.
I totally agree with that, and that motto is very good, because some people will say, oh, no, you could do it, but I certainly can't do it, or, oh, no, I'll never get there, but yet, you know, there are people that do, and if you really want to get there, then you'll really work at it to get there. So, you know, admiring you for, you know, standing up and doing the right thing to help the people get there is just, it's so important and so, you know, in need right now, you know, just with everything going on in the world too.
Right. Right. And then if people have that, well, I can't do it. Oh, I'll never get that promotion, or, you know, he or she will never like me or love me. Well, then that's true. You won't get that promotion. He or she won't like you. You never move on. You know, it's like I said, it's a matter of training your brain. The brain can really hold you hostage or set you free. That's the free will. That's the choice.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. We're going to take a really quick commercial break, and then when we come back, you can share a little bit more about what you're doing these days, maybe what's coming up, and how they can get a hold of you. Does that sound great?
Sounds good.
All right, we'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to WGGM Radio. We're going to take a really quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. See you in just a minute.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
The years that go wondering once again, back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of eggs from Mondeville, and how my mama took the rag to you. There were rags of many colors, every piece was small, and I didn't have the coat, and it was wet out. Mom sewed the rags together, sewing every piece with love. She made my coat of many colors. I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors, just for an angel said. Perhaps this coat will bring you good luck.
Mom. Listening to Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
Okay, we are back with Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell. We have about 23 minutes and something left. I have my guest here who I'm going to bring back in just a minute. But I wanted to acknowledge the song I just played. We played a couple of PSA announcements there with the little cat in the background. And the reason I played Coat of Many Colors that Bethany Caudell did a while back here on CD is because it really shows the appreciation of things around you, like Dan was sharing with us earlier, that it's all about what your brain can tell you and all about what you focus on, just like the Coat of Many Colors, like Dolly Parton sang and like Bethany was singing in her version here earlier. So that song was performed by Bethany Caudell. Again, you can go over and find Dan on Facebook. He's Dan Bellini, and then he's got Be One Heart, his page on Facebook. So we have a few minutes remaining, and I'm going to bring Dan back to the show now. Welcome back, Dan.
Hello, yes, Amanda, and real quick, just so everybody knows that if you aren't in the St. Louis area and you would like a distant healing or reading over the phone, you can contact me at Energetic Interaction on Facebook, and we can set up a date and time on there.
That's great. That's wonderful for those listeners that are outside and they don't have any access on, you know, seeing you in St. Louis, so thank you for that.
For sure.
So we have about 21 minutes left. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
No, I mean, right now I'm actually in my car driving to house clearing. I do house clearing.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, it's actually a condo or apartment building. So we'll see what it's like when I get there. I can usually feel, you know, as soon as they start talking about it, which I don't, you know, I'll cut them off real quickly because the less I know, the better in going into a situation like that, or with any, even just a client, you know, I don't want to ruin the experience for you on the table, and what I say without you telling me may be confirmation for you on something that you are already thinking or something someone else said. You know, there's just so many different variables that it's a lot better for me not to know anything going into the situation.
Oh, wow. That's pretty amazing that you're actually going to do a house clearing. I do those too. Those are very interesting. Like you said, it's better just the less you know, and then the more you walk in, you know, it actually feels so much better after, you know, the house is cleared and things are different, because, you know, some of the energies in there can be really kind of wild and wacky.
Oh, for sure. For sure. You get, you don't know who lived in that apartment before you. You don't know who lived in that house before you, what happened. You know, if you're not in tune, it can definitely play and, you know, wreak some havoc on your current living situation. You know, you never know. It's always good to have, you know, if you to find out how to clear yourself, or, you know, get a priest or, you know, a shaman, whoever that knows what they're doing, to go in there and clear that energy, clear that old energy out, and real stressful patch of work, and that energy from all that stress is still lingering in the house. So it's always good to sage, burn some incense, or just clear the energy, clear yourself.
Absolutely. It's always important to be cleared, and I think it's also important to, you know, have regular healing energetic sessions. You know, sometimes I get a question of, well, how often should I see you for a healing? You know, and I kind of go with the vibe or the feeling, and I'm sure you're kind of the same way.
Oh, yeah, like if a client asks how, you know, when's the next time I should see you?
Yeah, how often should I come?
Right.
When should I see you? You know, I get a lot of those sometimes, like you do as well, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, I do. Usually when that happens, I'll play it out, you know. If you know, sometimes I'll say it's, you know, you'll feel it when it's time. And other times it's, I'll muscle test them to see when the optimal time is for them to come in for another healing session. I'll ask their body.
Absolutely. I like doing that too. That's pretty cool. I know the last session I had with you, I felt really good right after it. More clear, more centered, more grounded. You know, you just feel better once you have that energetic balance done. I know that.
Mm-hmm. The trick is to keep that energy flowing.
Exactly. And I always encourage people, you know, to go get an energy, you know, an energy healing, and also even a clearing, and maybe even a house clearing, you know, off as often as you feel needed. Definitely a house clearing, but definitely clearing yourself too. It's like both are very important.
Right. Right. You're going to take a shower every day. You might as
exactly.
well learn how to clear yourself energetically and wash yourself energetically as well.
That's right.
Not just physically.
Absolutely. So do you want to tell everybody again how to get a hold of you one more time?
Yes, you can reach me on Facebook at Energetic Interaction. There will be a picture of me on the cover, or the I guess that's the cover photo, with my hands together kind of bowing. And then you can just message me. You can message me there and just leave me your phone number, or we can chat real quick on Facebook, and I can call you and we can set up an appointment. And
if you're
on Facebook already, check out B1 Heart. The website for that should be up here soon. And thank you.
And they
thank you very much.
They
for
can find B1. They can find B1 Heart on Facebook. So they can go over and type that in and find you on that page. Wonderful. Dan,
sure.
It's been a pleasure having you, and you go enjoy the rest of your day and, you know, experience the house clearing. Thank you for being on. We'll have you on again.
Thank you for having me. You do the same. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a good day.
All right. Blessings, everybody. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. That was Dan Bellini, and we will have him on again real soon. So we're going to listen to some music real quick before the end of the show, and then we will see you next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Everybody have a great day.
beautiful thing. Yes, you gave me your ring, and now I feel so serene. Love is a beautiful thing. You took me out on a date. You said you just couldn't wait, and now I'm feeling alive. It's such a wonderful night. Love is a beautiful thing. Yes, you gave me your ring, and now I feel just the rain. 'Cause love's a beautiful thing. Why did you do it to me again? Life's uncertain, oh my friend. I think of the places that we've been. My heart's been broken and it won't mend. Down a country road, my heart is aching from a heavy load. Can't take much more, so I must go. Gotta keep on searching with the flow. Why did you do it to me again? Life's uncertain, oh my friend. I think of the places that we've been. My heart's been broken and it won't took this ride. An ocean of tears, I know I've cried. I wanted to believe you, but you lied. I gave it my all, I really tried. Why did you do it to me again? Life's uncertain, oh my friend. I think of the places that we've been. Heart's been broken and it won't My heart's been broken and it won't mend.